So let's review. Elu Metzia Shalai. The Mishnah begins by listing items that, when found, can be kept, as there is no need to return them to their owner. As Rashi explains, Hayel ve'en lem simen nikker, iyushe miyayish, v'havelu hefker. Since they do not have a simen, an identifying mark, the owner has yish, despair of getting them back, therefore they are considered hefker, ownerless. The items are peiros mifuzarim, scattered fruit or grain, mo'is mifuzarim, scattered coins, kriches b'rishus harabim, small sheaves of grain in the rishus harabim, a public domain, v'igula d'vela, round cakes of pressed figs, kikarish al nachtim, baker's bread, which, due to the nature of large-scale production, all look the same as opposed to homemade loaves. Machreizes shel dagim, strings of fish, v'chaticha shel basar, pieces of meat, v'gizei tzemer halakuchen mimidinasin, raw unprocessed fleeces of wool, v'anitzei pishtin, bundles of flax, v'lashoynes shel argaman, tongues of dyed purple wool. Rabbi Huda Omer, kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav lahachriz. Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that if there is any change that distinguishes the item, for example, a shard of clay in a cake of figs, or loaves of bread with money in them, one must announce the lost item and try to return it to its owner. The Gemara begins. Amar Yitzchak, kav bi'arba amis. Rabbi Yitzchak explains, scattered fruit or grain is assumed to be hefker, abandoned, only if there is one kav of produce spread over at least 4x4 amis. Any higher concentration must be announced. Amar Rav Ukva bar Chama, b'machnashto debei dari askinan. Rav Ukva explains further that his ruling applies in a machnashto debei dari, a threshing floor where farmers thresh their grain, since farmers, when clearing their threshing floors, intentionally leave some grain behind, because it's not worth the effort of collecting it, the grain becomes hefker. Bar Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya asks a series of questions to better understand the ruling of kav be'arba amis. Chatzi kav b'shtei amis mahu. What if it only has a half a kav that's scattered over an area of 2x2 amis? Do we say, since it is a smaller area and takes less effort to collect, he doesn't abandon the produce? Or do we say, since it is even less valuable, of course it will be left as hefka? Kavayim b'shmoina amis mahu. What if it is 2 kav in an area of 8x8 amis? Since it requires more effort to clean the larger area, should it be hefker? Or is value the determining factor and he will come back for 2 kav? Kav shumshimin ba'arba amas mahu. What if it is 1 kav of sesame seeds scattered over an area of 4x4 amas? Since they're very valuable, they do not become hefker. Or since they are smaller and thus much harder to collect, they do become hefker. Kav tamri ba'arba amas. Kav rimoini ba'arba amas mahu. What if larger items are spread over 4x4 amas, like a kav of dates or pomegranates? Since they're no more valuable than other forms of produce, they're hefker. Or since they are easier to pick up and require less effort, they are not hefker. The Gemara answers, teikui. The questions remain unresolved. Itmar, yiyush shloi midas. If an object is found, but we do not know if the owner is aware of its loss, yet assume that as soon as he becomes aware of the loss, the owner will have yish, and therefore give up on it. Does the item become hefker now? Abaye Amar, loy have a yish. Abaye says the finder may not keep the object, even if the owner eventually will give up, because right now he has not given up on it yet. V'Rava Amar, have a yish. Rava says the finder may keep the item. Since the owner will give up on the item as soon as he finds out it's lost, it is already considered abandoned. The Gemara further explains the machlekes. B'davar sheyesh b'simen, kuli amar loy pligi, d'loy havayish. If the object has a simen, both Abaye and Rava agree, the finder cannot keep it, because the owner will try to find it, and we cannot assume he will give up on it. B'zutei shel yam u'b'shli losei shel nahar, if the object was swept away from the owner by the sea or a river, all agree he can keep it, as the Gemara will explain on the next daf. Ki peligi b'davar she'im b'simen. Abaye and Rava only disagree over items that do not have a simen. For the rest of this daf and the beginning of the next daf, the Gemara is going to bring numerous proofs and questions to both opinions. Toshama, peiros mifuzarim, mo'is mifuzaris, igula d'vela, v'kikara shel nachtam, u'lishoyne shel argaman, harei elu shaloi. V'amai, holo yada d'nofo minei, All these cases from our Mishnah seem to support Rava, since the finder is allowed to keep the items, even though we do not yet know if the original owner is aware that he lost them. The Gemara defends Abai's position in each case. The case of scattered fruit is where the farmer intentionally left it on the threshing floor, as we mentioned earlier, and therefore not Yishaloi Midas. In the case of scattered coins or purple wool, he obviously knows the items are lost, as Rabbi Yitzchok said. People are constantly checking their pockets to feel if they lost their valuables. This answer of Rabbi Yitzchok was originally given to explain the Braisa, that money found in a public place can be kept, which is also problematic for Abaye's opinion. In the case of cakes of figs and loaves of bread, we can assume the owner realized he lost them right away due to their weight. The Gemara brings another proof supporting Rabba from a Mishnah in Peya, Toshema. Me'emasai kol adam mutar meleket. At what point can we assume the poor have given up on getting any more leket from a field, and therefore now anyone may collect the grain? The Mishnah answers, Mishayelchu baha namushis, for when the namushis have passed through the field. According to Rabbi Yochanan, namushis means after the elderly poor who need the help of a cane to walk have gone through the field. Whereas Rish Lakish holds that namushis refers to after two shifts of the poor have gone through the field. But according to either explanation, there are still poor people somewhere who have not consciously given up on this field. This seems to be a proof to Rava that Yish can take place, Shaloi Midas. The Gemara answers, Hanoch me'ikara iyu shemiyayish, v'amri, anim dahasa malakdilei. We know that the poor people in other locations despair from looking in these fields right away, knowing that the local poor would clear the field. The daf ends with a question on Rava from a Mishnah in Maestros. If a tree drops some fruit into a street, if they are olives or carobs, they still belong to the owner of the tree, and Maestro must be taken. Now, according to Rava, wouldn't the owner have yish when he finds out the fruit is in the street? The Gemara answers that olives and carobs have a distinct look from each and every tree. And so olives and carobs always have a simen, and the owner does not despair. However, figs, which quickly lose their shape once they fall to the ground, cannot be identified, and therefore would not have a simen, and they would become hefker right away. According to Rashi, it is because it becomes inedible, and he is willingly mafker it.